Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast. I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary, and it is the final four of Disney Madness. Absolutely amazing. We made it, Ed. We made it. Final four. What do you think?
Oh, we're down to it. I can't wait to get this done, too. This has been a long time coming, and we're finally here. Almost ready.
We're here. Lisa, are you ready?
Yeah. There are only two matchups tonight, but one of them, I feel like I would call it the final.
You know what? And I felt that before in the bracket. So, yeah, I get it. Morgan.
I'm ready. I kind of feel like I know where this is going to go, but I'm hoping I get an upset.
I could be. And Jimmy, of course, what's happening, man?
I'm glad Morgan knows where she thinks the whole show's going to go, because I'm not even sure where I'm going yet.
One's going to be tough for you, Jimmy.
For the past couple of days on both of these, and I voted multiple times in the poll. And I don't think I've voted consistently. I think I've canceled myself out once or twice.
Way to make your vote count.
Nice. Right. So, of course, we have your votes. You, our listeners, at DisneyMadness.com. Those votes are in. We'll get to those in a second. And somebody here has Ashley's votes, correct? She couldn't make it tonight.
Yeah, she couldn't make it. I have her votes.
We're good there. So it's only two matchups. So I thought, you know, maybe we look at this really quickly. Our first matchup is the number one overall seed in the entire tournament, representing the Magic Kingdom bracket. It is Popcorn, which took out the Night Blossom, took out the Lemon Tart from Woody's Lunchbox, took out the Corn Dog Nuggets, and ultimately the Citrus Swirl to make it to the Final Four. And I got to say, guys, I was rooting for the Citrus Swirl to go against the Dole Whip in the final. But
that was in my personal bracket, that was my final two. My final.
That was your final? Yep. So, yeah, we got to talk about that later, because I'm still of the opinion that if I got myself a Dole Whip, just the ice cream, and went and got myself a Citrus Swirl, just the ice cream, I put those together, we might be on to something. But that's
with
have
rum.
You tried that yet? Has anybody here done that?
No.
If anyone's done it, it's you guys. I mean,
no. I'd actually like the pineapple Dole Whip with the orange soda. I'd like to mix it that way, to be honest with you.
Oh, after hearing this, now you're blowing my mind.
That would be interesting.
Ed, you're blowing my mind. So that's Popcorn is the number one seed coming out of the Magic Kingdom bracket. Down in the Hollywood Studios bracket, the number one seeded churro could not get back past the second round when it lost to the Mickey Mouse ice cream bar. So our number one got knocked out there. Interesting. And ultimately, it was the Nutella fruit waffle that represents that bracket. Having pulled off a couple of upsets of its own, it was a number three seed. It took out the... where to start? The Katchikori from Japan. Then it took care of gelato. Then it took care of the kitchen sink to get to where it is, ultimately beating the German pretzel, setting up our first matchup, which is the number one seeded popcorn versus the number three seeded Nutella fruit waffle. Who wants to vote first? Where do you want to go?
Do you want the audience first?
Yep, let's do the audience first. That's what we've been doing the last couple of times.
Let's do it. And the two polls that were out there, they're both, by the way, number one seed versus number three seed, and they're eerily close in voting. Our audience is sticking with the number one seeded popcorn, 66% to 34%. So that's one vote for the number one popcorn.
It's a grain. It's a grain. It's something that we can make in our living rooms. I mean, our kitchens.
Absolutely. I made some earlier today.
Okay.
I did.
I'm going to jump in here, and I'm going with the waffle. I think it's made with such care, and it's done in the Magic Kingdom so well that I don't think I can reproduce it as well at home.
But yeah, now it's a great thing, and especially since it comes out warm, and the Nutella gets a little bit, like, you know, liquidier, and the fruit's great. So yeah, the Nutella waffle.
I think it's definitely harder to produce that at home. There's definitely a lot more prep work for the Nutella fruit waffle than there is for
popcorn.
You
have a microwave?
You got a microwave in a bag? Just get yourself some of the favorite anyway. Lisa, you want to go next?
Yeah, you know, here I've got to go with something that I feel like I cannot mass reproduce at home. And that would definitely be the waffle for me.
Two votes for the waffle. There we go. This is Sway and Jimmy here, I think.
No.
I don't know.
No, it's not. All right.
Morgan?
This is not the one that I had indecision about.
Yeah,
I kind of assumed that. So, Morgan?
Yeah, this one was hard for me too, but I'm kind of the same as Lisa and Ed as far as what I can't make as well at home. I mean, obviously we can. The recipe's in Ashley's book. And I've said it before, like, I talk all the time about the fruit Nutella waffle at home. So I'm going waffle, fruit Nutella waffle.
That's three votes to the waffle, one vote for popcorn. So I'm going to step up now because my vote's going to popcorn because I just can't get enough of that at Walt Disney World. I think it's one of the best snacks there. That's my vote. That's 3-2. Jimmy, I want Ashley's vote before I get yours.
Ashley, Ashley went popcorn.
See that? See what I did there, Jimmy? I made it go 3-3. And you know,
good guess.
I'm holding out hope that maybe...
You know, I felt like all the way through this, I had an ally with Ashley in the fruit Nutella waffle, and I feel like she Obi-Wan Kenobi'd me right at the end there. For me, it's definitely – I mean, look, I have my own planter in Epcot. If I have anything that should have my namesake in Magic Kingdom, it would be the fruit and Nutella waffle because I talk about it all the time. I can't take – claim for the how good it is, but I can take claim that I think a lot of people have tried it because I've recommended it. So
I definitely agree with that. Yes.
Yep.
Me being one of them.
Yeah. So for me, it's going to be the fruit Nutella waffle. Mm-hmm.
The fruit Nutella waffle, the number 3 seed takes out the number 1 seeded popcorn. It is going to the finals.
Nice.
There you go. There's some. There we go. And it's a close matchup as well. All right. So we have one of our brackets, one of our finalists selected. Let's head over to the Epcot bracket. Of course, those brackets are just because we needed to name it something. Mm-hmm. The number 1 seed in the Epcot bracket has not had a single vote against it since it started. It is the Dole Whip, which took out the Zebra Domes, then took out the Peanut Butter and Jelly Milkshake, then took out the Churro Ice Cream Sandwich, then the Funnel Cake with Ice Cream. Dole Whip, the number 1 seed, is just rolling along, and I don't know what's going to stop it. So let's get down to the Animal Kingdom bracket and see what might be able to stop it. Down there, the number 1 seeded Cheeseburger Spring Rolls could not get past the cinnamon roll, any cinnamon roll in its Elite Eight matchup to get to the Final Four. So ultimately here we have the Dole Whip versus the cinnamon roll. And notice, guys, I did change the picture on the website to the Gaston cinnamon roll, not the Starbucks cinnamon roll.
I think I see Lisa starting to sweat a little bit.
So this would be Lisa's final matchup if they were on opposite ends of the bracket is what I think I'm hearing.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm going to start with the audience again, like we did last time. And so close. We said that popcorn, the number 1 seed, won by 66%. Well, in this case, the Dole Whip won by 65.5%. So very close to those two matchups. But it is the Dole Whip with a vote from the audience. So with that, why don't we go backwards this time? We'll go Jimmy, you or Ashley, whichever one you want to do.
Ashley went Dole Whip, and
this is close, man.
Goodness, they're so close. I'm going to go Dole Whip as well. Dole Whip float for me.
There's nothing wrong with that. And maybe there's a trend. Morgan? Well, we know what Morgan's going because somebody here doesn't like cinnamon.
The big surprise. Here we come. Here it goes.
Yeah, you know, this was really hard for me. No,
she's
going to
shock the world and go, this whole thing, she's going against cinnamon, and all of a sudden she's going to go, cinnamon roll.
Yeah. I secretly can't get enough of them. No. Yeah, obviously I did pick the Dole Whip, but I do understand people's love of the cinnamon roll.
They're good. Lisa? This is your final matchup here.
Yeah, this is really tough for me. These two, every time I'm in Magic Kingdom, I get both.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I bet you got a popcorn too.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. There you go.
It's with me. I definitely do as well. Yeah. But I definitely get both of these every time I'm in Magic Kingdom. But if somebody were to ask me what was the quintessential snack, if I walked into Magic Kingdom, I've got to go. For me, it's a Dole Whip swirl. It's Dole Whip vanilla ice cream.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Edward?
Yeah, and I kind of go the same way with that. And if you want to use some type of logic, you could say that the cinnamon roll can be made outside the parks very well. However, and there was a Gaston's. There was a time before Gaston's. So, you know, they didn't have them either. Dole Whip have always been there. It was a novelty to begin with. It was like the one thing we can go down there and have only at Disney World at one point. So, yeah, Dole Whip. Moving on.
You can buy plush Dole Whips. You can get Dole Whips on T-shirts. You can get Dole Whip earrings. You can get Dole Whip everywhere because it is so quintessential Disney, and that's my vote too. So I don't know what's going to take down the Dole Whip. This just goes back to our character madness a few years ago when Mickey Mouse just ran right through the whole thing, and we should have seen it coming. I don't know. Should we? It's not over yet. One more matchup.
Not over yet. One more.
The number one seeded Dole Whip against the number three seeded Nutella fruit waffle. That's pretty sweet.
I think Nutella's happy to be in the finals.
Yeah. That is sweet, literally. Yeah.
Although, Lisa, you hit sponsorship from Nutella.
Or Dole.
Or Dole. Maybe we get both.
Is there a sponsor? Does Nutella sponsoring that thing? Is there a sign there? I got to look into that because they're using a brand name.
They call it a fruit and Nutella waffle. I think if Nutella didn't have anything to do with it, it'd be a fruit and hazelnut spread.
Right, exactly. Right.
Yes, sort of like the potato barrels over at Woody's Lunchbox, right?
And for those, and for guys, you know, we've talked about it each week, but those Nutella waffles, you can pick them up over in Sleepy Hollow. What's the name of the place?
Yeah, Sleepy Hollow.
It is not currently on the menu.
Nope. It's
not. But they're on a very limited menu. I think there's only like three things on the menu right now over there. So I hope it makes it back. I'm gonna petition Disney to bring it back.
Well, they've changed the batter on their waffles as well.
on the Mickey waffles?
On the waffles that are at Sleepy Hollow.
Which it's are Sleepy not Hollow. Mickey waffles. That's the big
Well, they have one though. They have a Mickey waffle on the menu, and I think we missed out in not having it in the bracket. But
yeah, it's actually not on the menu right now. If you ask for that waffle, it just is like a normal
waffle. Belgian waffle. Yeah.
Got it.
So they change the flavor of the batter? Like it's a
completely different brand.
Still a Walt Disney World waffle. Don't matter.
I'm with you.
How does it taste?
Give me it anywhere. The mini Mickey waffles, any of them, it's all good. So this is pretty cool. I mean, guys, I hope you're enjoying playing this at home. I mean, we got the finals coming up, which I'm going to pull out my original bracket and see what I had as my finalist, because I think my finalist is long gone. But then I had Disney Grapes going a lot further than the first round. But Disney Fruit, anyway.
Do you guys see that thing they're making at Disneyland?
Corn dog?
You know, I'm not as good as...
Corn dog with the pickle with the...
It's a hot dog inside a pickle, then breaded and fried, and it's got peanut butter as a side. And it looks as bad as it sounds, but I'm actually intrigued. And they have pictures of it with the cross section, and I'm really intrigued, actually.
I would do it without the peanut butter.
I'd do it without the peanut butter.
Well, you know what? The peanut butter's on the side.
I want to bet that the outer crust is going to be cereal or something like that.
No,
like,
the outer crust, I read it. The outer crust is a panko breadcrumbs.
Okay.
So, I mean, it is going to give you a little bit more crispiness than a regular breadcrumb. So, I mean, it's good in that respect because
The hot dog's got to be cooked, though. That's the only thing. Yeah. How are they going to cook that hot dog inside there?
The April Best Bites that we have on our website does talk about the hot dog, the corn dog.
Mm-hmm. By the way, that April Bites blog post that you have out there, Morgan, what timing with Snack Madness to have all this new stuff happening and all these cool things, which, by the way, we made sure our bracket of 64 were things available all the time, not festival or special merchandise or and all of this stuff is sort of themed to Earth Day and Earth Month, right? Is that sort of the
Well, I mean, also with I think a couple weeks ago we and posted the announcement about all the stuff they're gonna do in Animal Kingdom for Earth Month. And one of those things, of course, was snacks. And especially, like, the cupcakes. Like, there's one that, like, they did gummies that looks like a little turtle sitting on top of the cupcake. It just looks super, super cool and cute. And I want to go try them all.
On this magic night, a million stars. Beside us, cast a spell of light, glimmering, shimmering, carouseling round the world tonight. A symphony in spectral magic, pure enchantment lights up.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life. And now, the Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney in spectral magic.
Bring it on, baby!
Lord, how'd they do that? Look at them lights!
catchy tune. Take it home, baby.
Tonight. The sea view is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Some wonderful things around you, what more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better, darling, it's weather, take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we're devoting full time to floating under the sea. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Sebastian, that's enough now. Swim along.
What? Oh, yes, Your Majesty. Of course, Your Majesty. A little faster fin, please.
Thank you. this magic night, a million stars will play beside us. Cast a spell of light, glimmering, shimmering, caroling round the world tonight. A symphony in spectral magic, pure enchantment lights our way.
Mortals pay a token.